What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Hey, you know what? That'll be a good, if we have a best of, we can just take that hour. We didn't even talk about sports. We just discussed the word chief, wallet chains, and more. But Bano strangeness. I was just thinking of Cam, like there's a dude with a wallet chain that says, "What's up, Chief?" Cam's really going to lose it. You know what it makes me think of is remember the champ, Cam? And that's why they call me the champ. It's just, you know, cute. Nice ass. What? Nice lass.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
My Scottish cousin was coming in for the weekend. He said, "Hey, champ, nice little lass you got there." I says, "What?" "Nice little lass you got there," I says, "Pardon?" Know what the best thing about the champ is, Gabe? I know him personally, and there's been two champs, but the one champ that I know, he's not a happy guy. Like, he hates everybody. I used to serve him, like, wine during the football games on Sunday when I used to work the horse betting
John
stuff.
Derringer?
Yeah, no, not Derringer. It was, you know who it was? Your boy who loves me and you. Big fan of both of us.
Oh, Frost.
He loves us. No, Gallagher. Gallagher was the champ.
It was Gallagher. That's right. Yeah.
Nice
little lass. Derringer did it after, too. Derringer did it.
Nice little lass you got there, I says.
Gallagher,
what?
Yeah.
I says, "Pardon?"
I told the story, too. I got
Derringer likes you a lot, too. I used to do show with him. He's like, "Cam," you know, he goes, "What's the problem with the world?" I go, I don't know. Like, "John, you tell me what the problem is." He's like, "You and Gabe are, like, so good at, like, what you do. And, like, you guys are still, like, you should be, like, rich." I'm like, "Hey, thanks, John." And we sat at the bar, and he's sitting there with this chick. And I'm feeding him, like, red wine after red wine. And that guy, man, he went into orbit. Like, I'll tell you, that guy, he's a wild man. Like, hey, Gabe, you know Gallagher.
Gallagher.
He's interesting.
Yeah, he's that guy could party. He partied hard, Gallagher.
He likes us.
John Derringer did a promo for me in the early days. Where
he's a big fan of yours, too.
So you're listening to Sports Rage and stuff. He did, like, the voiceovers for like big stations, too.
Oh, he's amazing.
All right, so we're throwing it down. It's the Wicked Wednesday. We're going to get into some football. Well, actually, I don't even know what happened. What happened with our plus 2.5 with Arizona?
They were down 3. Hey, Babano, you got a score with D-backs Giants, or?
Let me see.
Giants won 7-2.
Okay, well, I lost that bet. That was pretty stupid. Drew Martin's our friend, but,
Okay, what about? Hey, our picks have been good. Yeah. We added the late one there. It is what it is. But I hit the Dodgers tonight. I hit the Braves, and I hit the A's. We gave all those on game time decisions. But
and I had the Jays. Hey, Babano, did the Mariners come back, or did they lose?
1-1, Texas, Seattle.
Ooh, need that to cap off a parlay.
Oh, boy.
But you know what? Gabe's right. The Mariners, like, you can't take these guys anymore. They suck.
6 straight one-run games the Mariners have lost. We'll see if they can snap that streak. All right. It's the late night anger management class, level 2. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. We're kicking it. Mike Tenier is going to step up and in. FB Outsiders, great website, real sharp football guy, New York Times contributor. Mike Tenier will join us at level three. We got the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart hanging out for a bonus segment or two. Ian Cameron in the house will talk more football futures. We got very excited earlier about the Miami Hurricanes. We already got the pick in. Miami Hurricanes, college football, under 9.5 wins. We'll get Babano's take on that. But we got the Wyndham Championship, some PGA Golf. It's the final tournament before the playoffs. So it's the playoff cut line. Cam, how big is the meal? So a couple of courses, or are you going all out?
No, this is basically me and you went to Kentucky Fried Chicken. You're like, Cam, can't we just get like an 8-piece with some sides? And I go, no, Morency, we're getting
barrel. Buckets and buckets.
Yeah, I want 20 and more. So I'm all in this tournament right now. You tell me where you want me to begin, and I'm ready to go.
All right, well, let's just start off at the top. So I'll give people the odds. Listen. Get your picks ready, because we're going to be going to a break in a minute. And then on the other side, we'll jump in for real. We'll get Cam's picks, but Bandle's golf guy's picks. And I mean, Cam will get out of here eventually. He can hang out as long as he wants, but me and Bandle will get into some football as well. So Webb Simpson, guys, is the favorite. And this guy's unbelievable. He's got 25 rounds of 66 or better at this course in the last 10 years. Put that in perspective. 25 times he stepped on the course and shot 66 or better here. So this guy kills it there. That's why he's 11-1. But it's crazy that the odds drop off, guys. Webb Simpson's 11-1. Hideki is 13-1. And then there's a big drop off to Brian Harman at 27-1. Will Zalatoris, Celery Sticks, 27-1. Jason Kokrak, get the pipe out. Get the pipe. Like, only better name than Kokrak would be like Frankie Freebase. He's a great putter. Oh, Freebaser, yeah, he's great.
Yeah, you're right. Frank Freebaser's great. Lonnie Leaf. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, Kokrak. Let's do it.
Golf picks on the other side. The late night anger management class continues. Bring it.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage Late Night with Gabe Morency on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Hey, Brian, care to place a wager? Tomorrow night on Fox's Celebrity Boxing, I've got Carol Channing beating Mike Tyson in 3 rounds.
Carol Channing. You've got Carol Channing, the actress, beating Mike Tyson, the boxer. Hell, give me $50 on Tyson.
Yeah, you're in good company. Betting Freddy took the same wager.
Bet. Bet. Let's do it. Late night anger management class. Oh boy. Cam, have you looked at your look at your Twitter, Cam?
Why is it going?
Sooner Lisa just sent us a tweet.
Is it good? Let's take a look here. Twitter. Twitter. Is it a good one? I know she's sending me a golf jersey, which I really appreciate. Let's see. What's up? Oh. What's up, Chief?
What's up, Chief?
Well done, Sooner Lisa. Well done.
That kid's got a Death Angel t-shirt. It's a Death Angel down.
And Gabe, you know, like, the thing is, I've had a lot of people, like, you know, come and go, people that I've known lived in my place. But I asked Portuguese Joe, and, you know, he's not a perfect man. He spent some time in the clink, and we talked about it before. It's like, you know, and I told him about the goof chief thing and exactly what we talked about. He said, goof, brutal, chief, next, like, buddy, all that other, like, those two are at the top of the pyramid of, like, I'll kill you, and the other ones kind of trickle down after that. And that's fact.
Ian Cameron with us as well, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. So, Wyndham Championship, all right, Cam, so, who, you know, how many guys you got? How many bets do you have?
Oh, not like Babano's golf guy. I got like five or six, but I'll do some like quarter sprinkles on some guys. But here we go. I'll go with winners. I like Zalatoris, 27. I like Kokrak, 28. I like Sungjae Im. I wasn't going to take him till Dubsy. Like, I talked to Dubsy, like I like him top 10 or 20, but is he ever going to win? But he plays well on this course. Now we're going for dogs. I love Charles Schwartzel at 46. And Babano's guy, wait a minute, Mr. Poston, 60. And then we got two guys. I'm going to split up their half units with CT Pan at 85 and Rory Sabatini at 90.
All right. What about your top 20s?
I got a million.
How about this guy, Cam, for a sleeper for a top 20? Mito Pereira.
Ah, it's so funny you say that. I'm on a couple sites, right? And the thing about Mito Pereira is I actually, like, didn't have enough money in certain accounts, and I love Mito Pereira. I didn't really, like, do whatever, but I put, like, $20 on him to win. But
play guys, the Olympics.
Yeah, no, Mito Pereira, guys, is a great, great pick, and I just got a million guys, so I can't bet everybody. But I'll give you some top 20s. Everybody's plus money. Kokrak plus 115, M plus 120, Zalatoris plus 135, Brian Harman plus 135, Russell Henley, I love golf, plus 160, Schwartzel plus 240, Babano's guy, wait a minute, Mr. Poston, plus 410, Sabatini plus 410, and I got two bombs for you, Morency, small unit plays. Andrew Putnam, plus 570, and Thompson. Mr. Thompson, plus 480. All those guys for the top 20. And I'm going to tell you, this tournament, just don't bet on Ricky Fowler or on these other guys. Like, there's some other guys that are, like, not mentioned that have a great chance. I'm telling you, Morency, Kokrak, Zalatoris, Schwartzel, all those guys, I love them. And we're getting great odds.
I like Sungjae, too. I like that.
I love Sungjae Im.
28, 29. I can see
he'll let you down, but not this week. This is the week that Sungjae Im will actually, like, show up for you, and I'm with you. Like, know what he is for top 20? Yeah, he's plus 115 for a top 20. Sold.
All right, this is Goat, so we'll get a battle.
I'll tell you once more, just get that ball in the hole. Don't let me down. Don't bring me down. Sungjae.
Not bad, Babano, not bad. Yeah,
okay.
Don't let me. All right.
Did you mean Michael Thompson? Because you mentioned a Thompson.
Yes.
Did you mean Michael Thompson?
Michael Thompson.
Yeah, that's my golf guy's on Michael Thompson, 150-1.
I like him, too. And another one, Gabe, is people don't know about this guy, Andrew Putnam. He almost won last week. Von Ruin won. The guy's 160-1, and he's like 6-1 for top 20, watch out for Andrew Putnam.
Mr. Putnam. All right, Goatster. Goatster six-pack. Harman, Zalatoris, Sungjae, Henley, Nah, a blockade of Armour, Ryan Armour.
Yeah.
All right, and his first-round leader, Herman Henley. He's asking, who's your first-round leader? Harman, Henley, Sungjae, or Armour?
I love, you know what, Goster, I love your picks. I'm going to give you four first-round leaders. We hit Harris English last week. Let's start. I saw a sticker on a Cadillac. Your boys tell me never look back. Russell Henley, 42-1.
Henley.
Brian Harman, University of Georgia, Ugga, 48-1. Babano's golf guy loves these turkeys. Hello, my name is Eric Van Ruin at 60-1. And Joel Damon, 80-1. First round leaders.
Babano, what's your golf guy got for us?
Yeah, by the way, Mr. Gokster's doing a golf show on Pub Sports Radio, so give him some love. Check out his show on there. My golf guy, we like Michael Thompson, 150-1. We like Andrew, or he likes Andrew Landry, 400-1. He's really went for some bombs. Adam Long, 150-1. Scott Piercy's his top long shot. Scott Piercy, 150-1. And when I read this, it makes sense. He was third last week. He had a great final round, bogey free. He said after the tournament last Sunday, his game is where it needs to be, and he's got to have a big Wyndham Championship tournament to make the FedEx Cup playoffs. So you got a guy that had a good Sunday, is really, really looking to post some low scores this weekend, cement his playoff status. Scott Piercy, 150-1.
Cam, thoughts on the place?
What should I say? I like Michael Thompson. I'm going to give you another. I told you, Andrew Putnam almost won last week, Gabe. Watch out for the guy, Eric Van Ruin. He was a University of Minnesota Golden Gopher from South Africa, 60-1 first round leader.
I don't think
he's
going to
win. Yeah, actually, Barracuda. I'll give you two matchup bets, too. Schwartzel over, Schwartzel over Worf, -136. And Henley over Sunwoo Kim at -150. Morenci, let's do this.
Some Wyndham action. All right. So
actually, like Morenci, I'm not done. Sorry, I got something else for you. I'm not done yet. Scottish Ladies Open. Georgia Hull, 30-1. Charlie Hull, 35-1. And if you like a big long shot, Amy Olsen, European Tour, the guy who likes to piss on a plane. Snakes on a pin, penises on a plane. Thorbjørn Olesen, 45-1. And Rasmik Højgaard, 45-1. And watch out, his name is MJ. It's not Michael Jordan, but it's Matthew Jordan at 40-1.
Penises on a plane.
Remember Thorbjørn Olesen? Like, he, like, whipped it out and say, hey, what are you doing, man? Like, that guy's got issues. But anyway.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to go Zalatoris top 20. Kokrak top 20.
Yeah.
Sungjae top 20. And Mito Pereira top 20.
Love Pereira. Good picks. Great picks.
All plus money.
Yeah, that is a good
Excellent.
One.
Excellent.
All plus money. Plus 240. The Raging Redhead, great job tonight, Cam.
I'll stay for one more segment. I've had a couple. Right.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Me and then I gotta go to bed. Right. I gotta go pick my brother from the airport tomorrow.
Bonus Cam. You gotta love it.
We'll hit some football. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Damn, oh, that team sure did suck last night. They just played sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. We're kicking it. the raging redhead Cam Stewart. Bonus time tonight. Cam's dialed up, hanging out in the late night hours. Ian Cameron with us. We talk golf. Let's switch gears here as we were talking earlier, Babano, me and Cam, about Nathan Rourke, Ohio Bobcats quarterback. Now, of course, with the BC Lions. And he got the surprise start. You and I raged about this, Babano. The surprise start, the last second surprise start. And I don't know what's going on. Very confusing comments coming out of camp again this week in which, oh, Riley's out, Rourke is starting, Rourke is getting all the reps with the ones. And then, but Riley, you know, can expect to see Riley play. You know, we're just not sure. What the hell are they doing? Like, and this is why they don't want to put numbers up. They don't even know who the damn quarterback's going to be ever, Babano. No numbers up still.
There are numbers in two spots, but it's not widely available. And when you look at the two books that have them, there's different numbers. So you have no inclination whatsoever what the actual, when it hits the broader market, what these numbers are going to be. Like, there's one book that's got Calgary minus 1.5. You know, against BC on Thursday night. And then you have another book that's got Calgary minus 6.5, you know, against BC. I got to think the minus 6.5 is the number that's the accurate one in that game tomorrow night. So you
or in the middle. What would you make the number, Cam?
Yeah.
They don't know. That look, put it
they
this
don't
way.
Know. They don't
if
know.
It, if it was Nathan they Rourke, don't. I think 6.5 is a fair number.
If it was Mike Riley, what would you make the number? What would you make the number?
If Calgary, Calgary minus 3.
I was going to say 2.5 to 3.5. Exactly. Right in the middle.
And so we know the number. Like, well, you know, it'll be Calgary minus 5.
I opened up an account, guys. I opened up an account at the book that has the minus 1.5 on Calgary, and I bet that. That's cheap. I don't think it's going to be that. But with Nathan Rourke at quarterback, Calgary hasn't started 0-2 since 2002. It's basically been two decades the last time they started a season 0-2. They're at home for a second straight game. It's a tough loss to Toronto last week. Bo Mitchell wasn't happy. Said we got to clean up some mistakes, penalties, some miscues. I think they'll do that. It's the second straight road game for BC. Let's be honest. Saskatchewan fell asleep second half of last week's game with the big lead, and they weren't expecting Riley to come back, and then he did. I don't know if that's a sign of a, wow, great job by BC. Calgary, to me, seems like they'd win that game tomorrow night.
You know, Cam, I know.
I'm not so sure.
Yeah. Cam probably wants to defend the den with the Lions, don't you, Cam?
I do. And the thing about Nathan Rourke is it's really hard to go from a Mac football quarterback to the CFL. It's hard for, like, Johnny Manziel, who was a stud at Texas A&M, to go to the CFL. But I will say this. BC showed a lot of heart in that game. The Calgary Stampeders lost to the Toronto Argonauts. Me and Gabe talked about it. The Argonauts are horrible. Like, they're not a good football team. I'm going to tell you, Babano, you know this. Calgary's not the same team. They're regressing and regressing and regressing. But if you get a good number, sure. I'm just going to tell you, I don't think the Stampeders are very good. I think they're the most overrated team in the Canadian Football League. Next year, Tiger Cats.
They might be. They might be. I'm not debating totally that. They've lost a ton of pieces from last year, but if they are worth anything, especially when I'm going to get a minus 1.5 there at that book that's got it, you know, they
price.
Win this game. They have been amazing off a loss for over a decade. You know, when they have a bad game, they almost always answer the bell and respond. We're going to get an insight as to Calgary and where they're at tomorrow night, because if they lose again tomorrow night, then we really have to start thinking, Cam, this ain't the same Calgary team.
I think, though, my gut instinct tells me that Calgary probably will. I don't think Nathan Rourke's going to go on the road and win this game if he has to play.
But what's the line?
If he doesn't play, it's probably going to be 6.5, I would say. They're not going to lay – they just got burnt the book, right? So they're not going to lay another touch, you know, 8.5 or 9 with Calgary. Calgary's offense isn't explosive enough to really blow you away.
I agree.
And I look at it different, Babano, than you said. You're talking like, oh, BC got lucky or Saskatchewan took the pedal off the metal. I don't look at it like that. I look at it like, no. BC woke up after a quarter of play, and now they're ready to play football. I was impressed with BC's tenacity and offense coming back like that, Cam.
Here's the thing.
Oh, Brian Burnham's a great receiver for them. They've got weapons.
Damn right he is. And the thing is, Babano, you know about BC. They still have some really quality players on both sides of the ball. Here's the thing about Calgary is they've been relying on reputation, and now it's kind of like it's not as good as it was, right? You lose to the Argos, that's a problem. The Argos have nothing. Like,
now, Cam, I tell you what, Cam. I was impressed with
Toronto's got talent, Cam.
Yeah.
I got to disagree there. They've got talent this year. Pinball restocked the cupboard.
I'm glad you disagree with me. So it's, the thing is, they got, like, you guys will tell me. Like, when I looked at the start of the season, like, what are the Argos going to do? But they really played great against Calgary. That's the thing.
Thompson was very good.
Know what I like about Bethel Thompson? He's a grinder. He's not
a new coach in Dinwiddie. So yes. Dinwiddie is a sharp young guy. You can tell there's just some enthusiasm. Trestman in the past days, and these guys, they sort of lost touch. Plus, they signed. We're talking about Calgary sucking. Half the Stampeders are on the Argonauts. Like, we'll give credit to the Argonaut GM and group. They did say, you know what, we got to get better. Because I think they know, Cam, and you're there, you know. I think they know. If we suck for a couple of more years, no one will even care if we fold. Like, no one will even notice.
The thing is, Morenci, and I know a lot of friends, like, a lot of good people that, like, we went to Argos games and, you know, and we saw James Franklin play live. Like, it's just, he's not the quarterback. The thing about Bethel Thompson is he's a grinder, and he'll never quit, and he'll keep on, like, giving it and giving it. I'm not going to say... Know what he is? He's the Ryan Fitzpatrick of the Canadian Football League. Like, he's one of those guys that just...
There's some truth to that. No, that's not a bad comparison.
Is that fair? Is that a fair analysis? Like,
and I think Bethel Thompson's about to play his best football now. Like, Fitzpatrick plays his best football late in his career.
And the thing about Calgary is they've been good for so long, guys. It's just like the party's over. Like, this team is not as good as people think. It's a tough game. It's a very tough game, guys.
Like, it just makes it harder without knowing.
The tough part is what line are we going to get when it's widely available? To me, it's easy if it's -1.5. I'm on Calgary. But if it's going to be 6.5, 7, which I fear it might be, because I think that's more in line with where this line should be with Nathan Rourke at quarterback for the Lions, then I'm not quite as eager with Calgary when it's a full touchdown.
All right, so... On Friday night, so tomorrow night, we have the BC Lions, Calgary Stampeders. On Friday night, the Toronto Argonauts and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, Toronto at Winnipeg. Now we'll find out. If Toronto and Winnipeg looked good last week, if Toronto, and they're the champions, if Toronto goes in there and beats Winnipeg, then I'll be like, damn. And
what's the line there, Gabe?
No line.
What's the line?
No line.
What would you make that line? Winnipeg what?
Winnipeg -6.
6.5? I'll take Toronto.
Yeah, the gap isn't as wide. The gap isn't as big at the two books that have a line. One has -6 for Winnipeg. The other's got -8 for Winnipeg. So it's not as wide of a gap.
Oh, give me the Argos +8. I'm in, Babano. I'm in.
You can backdoor it. Like, that's the thing. Teams won't quit. Like, you got to get blown out. So that's the schedule this week. BC Lions on Thursday night against Calgary. Friday night, Toronto at Winnipeg. And then Saturday night's doubleheader. Montreal, who didn't play last week, and we had Mo Khan on earlier in the week. Alouettes have had a great camp. He said their offense is killing it. But he said their defense is kind of eh. Like, basically, he was saying, look for the Alouette games to be higher scoring. Taking on the Edmonton Elks. And then you got Hamilton.
I'm glad he said
that. What are you saying? What about the Montreal defense?
I like the over in that Montreal-Edmonton game. Edmonton's offense will be a lot better. They're too good to have the kind of stinker they had 2 weeks in a row against Ottawa. I like the over. Now, remember early in the week I said I would like Edmonton again and come back to them even though they lost to Ottawa. I think I'm liking the over the more I've looked into that game because I was reading the same things you are. Herb Zerkowski. This is a guy I follow a lot when it comes to Alouettes. He's reported for them for years, and he's saying the same thing. Their offense looks good in practices and training camp, and that could be good news for them. They could put up points, but I think Edmonton will too. I don't know. Armando Sewell for Montreal former Eskimo said something about Harris that might get Harris amped up to play this game, saying, you know, he'll fold when he gets under pressure and he gets sacked a few times. So that might rile up Trevor Harris and this Edmonton offense a bit.
Harris isn't like he's – Gabe, I'm not sure if you feel the same way. He never steps up. He's just one of those guys that's like, hey, you know, and I can't – you can't trust him. I'm going to tell you, I think Montreal is very underrated. I think going into the season, I think the Montreal Alouettes have a lot of quality on their team.
I agree. They're Baron Miles running the defense now, so it's a new system and stuff, but – I think the Alouettes are good as well. I think Vernon Adams is going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the league this year. I do. And then the last game, Hamilton and Saskatchewan. Ooh, Babano's Cats. And speaking of the Ticats, tomorrow, Babano, you should tune in. We've got Coach Jeff Reinbold joining us. Jeff Reinbold on tomorrow night's Sports Rage.
Very good.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Good guy. Really good. And great special teams coach for us.
The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. You hang out, Cam, or you done?
Yeah, why not? Hey, might as well. Yeah.
That's only one.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
All right, listen, I need some cash.
What for?
I just need it, that's all.
Oh, no. Don't tell me. You're gambling again, aren't you? Oh, you weak, weak man.
Conor McGregor targets drunk, fat mess Daniel Cormier in deleted tweets, questioning his professionalism. Like, are you kidding me? We'll get to this at level three a little bit later on. Conor McGregor, you're calling someone else drunk? Like, you're,
I don't respond to this guy
and just tell him that
I'm done.
You gotta go away. Like,
exactly.
He doesn't even win. He sucks.
Why are we even writing stories? Like, guy smashes a guy's phone. He goes up to an old guy at the bar and says, hey, man, you want some of my whiskey? The guy's like, I've had better whiskey. And he, like, cold cocks him. Like, are you kidding me? Like, this guy, I'm so done with Conor McGregor and all of his BS. The guy's just an absolute a-hole. That's it.
You know, like, you guys, we didn't even get to this. We'll get to it level three after Mike Tenier joins us later on, guys. But, you know, Conor McGregor is such a scumbag that, when Dustin Poirier beat him, Khabib tweeted at Dustin Poirier, and he said, good always defeats evil, congratulations. And Conor McGregor responded, like, Khabib's father died from coronavirus. Conor McGregor tweeted him, so I guess COVID equals good, your father evil. Like, the guy, like, said that about Khabib's father dying of coronavirus. Like, he's just such a, like, there's no low too low for Conor. And I don't know how people can, like, back him up and say fans. So he called, I don't know why, but, like, he deleted his tweet. So he tweeted for some reason that Daniel Cormier is a fat drunk. And Cormier just responded, said, listen, stop worrying about me and worry about the dudes that keep beating your ass every time you get in the octagon.
Exactly.
It's a pretty good comeback. And Daniel Cormier would murder Conor McGregor in real life, too. Like, Conor's just whatever. Here, so this is what he said. All right, no, we'll save it for later. It's a good tease. Good tease for later. We got Ian Cameron kicking it. What is AK? Bob Bano. So, Bano, yeah, earlier in the day we had Drew Martin on, and I threw out of my Miami Hurricanes bet. Cam, I know you were into it. You got excited about it. The more I thought about it after, too, Cam, it's rock solid. It's so Miami Hurricanes wins, guys, is 9.5 wins. College football win total, 9.5. There's only 12 games in the season, so they got to go 10-2 and to beat me. And they open up the season with Alabama. They're not beating Alabama. So they're going to lose to Alabama, and then basically they got to win 10 of the next 11 football games to beat us, Babano. I am taking the Miami Hurricanes under 9.5 wins. And in fact, I'm not taking it. I already took it. I already have the bet in.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with the Miami Hurricane schedule, too, when you look at it this year, is not only the Alabama game, but they've got some spots on their ACC conference schedule that can trip them up. I remember them losing a couple years ago to Pittsburgh on the road. And guess who they have to face on the road? Pittsburgh. And I like Pittsburgh this year. They have to face NC State. That's a really good football team. The other team that they're going to be battling for first probably in that division is North Carolina. And unfortunately for the Canes, they get the Tar Heels on the road in Chapel Hill. So to me, it's got to be a smooth ride for Miami to be a double-digit win team this year. And I don't think that's an easy feat for them to accomplish.
No, that's why I have the bet in. And I advise people to join us. I advise people to join us. All right, so me and Babano, Cam, after you leave, we get into the NFL, and we're going in alphabetical order as far as win totals are concerned. NFL win totals. So let's keep it rolling. Where are we at, Babano? We were into the D's, right? Did we get to Detroit yet? We were in Dallas.
That's right. We finished the D's. We're on to... let's see now. That's a good question. I think Green Bay is next.
Now, hold on. Let's see. Let me see. Let me just make sure here. All right. We talked about. Did we finish the Cowboys, Babano? Did we? Yeah, we did.
We did.
Nine and a half. Yeah. Yes.
What's the Cowboys?
Nine and a half. Yeah. 9.5. Yeah.
Yes.
That's a tough one.
We did Dallas, Denver, Detroit in our last show.
Our consensus with the Cowboys was, I'm not betting the over, but I'm not in a hurry to bet the under either. But I wouldn't bet the over.
I agree.
I'll tell you what. I do have an opinion on the Broncos, guys, at 8.5. I'm going under 8.5 with the Broncos. There's this big rush, Cam, that, oh, Denver's great, and Denver. And listen, Denver's have had some really good drafts over the last few years. I get it. They really are, like, stockpiling talent. But they play in a tough division. Drew Locke is terrible, and Teddy Bridgewater's okay, but Teddy Bridgewater's like cover a point spread good. He's not like going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs good. And for me, it's too ambitious, Cam. And I like Denver. I want to like Denver. I think Denver like are a team that's like competitive, but 8.5 wins, guys, 17 game schedule. It means the Denver Broncos have to be 9-8, Cam. Are you ready to put money down right now? But would you put like, all right, I'm going to put $300 or $500 down, because I'm convinced the Denver Broncos are going to have a winning season and go 9-8. It's a tough division, Cam, playing the Chiefs twice. Chargers are good. Raiders are no pushovers. I like the Broncos under 8.5. I'll throw it to you first, Cam.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Like, you look at the Denver situation, like, oh, okay, we got some receivers, you know. Hamler, all the rest of these guys. But the problem is, Herbert and the Chargers, they're getting better. Kansas City has a chip on their shoulders losing the Super Bowl. And the Raiders, all those draft picks that they had before, are eventually going to show up. I don't know what's going to happen with Denver. It's a hard place to play. But it's one of those bets, guys, that you just can't be confident like going to the window and say, here's what I'm going to do with the Denver Broncos. Like, they show up sometimes against Kansas City. Then they're horrible against bad teams. I think the Denver Broncos probably win 8 games.
What do you think, Babano, quickly before we move on? What was the last? Like I said, I like that, Kev. Like I said, 8 wins. They're a 500-type team, but it's not easy to be a plus 500 team. Like, are they really going to win more than they lose? 9 versus 8? That's challenging, in my opinion, Babano.
No, they could be 3-0 to begin the year. They got the Jaguars, then they got two New York teams. You can't say they can't go 3-0 in those games. Jaguars, Jets, and Giants to begin the season. That's a nice
Giants
way to start.
Aren't that bad.
I like the over.
You like the over?
All right. I said that on Sunday. I like the receiving. I'm worried about the quarterback position, like everybody, but they've really got some big-time receivers. They've improved the O-line. The defense fell apart with Von Miller and Bradley Chubb injured last year. The secondary also had injuries. They let go some of the dead weight in that group. They bring in Kyle Fuller, Patrick Surtain. They draft him 9th overall. I think they've made a ton of great personnel moves. And there's a team in this division I like more than Denver, and we'll talk about them down the road. We haven't gotten to them yet, but Denver, I think they're not going to be a playoff team this year, but can they get 9-8? I think they can.
All right, the Detroit Lions, FanDuel's got a 5 up for their win total. What do you think, Cam? Detroit Lions, 5. They're in tough, bro. They're in real tough.
Here's the thing.
They don't have a lot of talent.
You got Goff as your quarterback. I love the running backs. The defense, they're going to get some guys back. But here's the thing. You're dealing with a Green Bay team that's angry, a Chicago team that I think is improved on the defensive side of the ball, Andy Dalton, meh. And eventually, you know, we're going to have Justin Fields as their starting quarterback. God, the Lions, eh?
And did you know what they're saying, Cam, about Justin Fields? That he's progressing a lot quicker than people think. I mean, we may not be waiting as long to see Justin Fields as maybe we thought initially.
I never.
Well, the thing is, you have Andy Dalton as your quarterback. Like, yeah, can I you really? Yeah, it's not that hard, right?
Dude, Justin Fields, I think, we'll go over the quarterback class again, but I think Fields is better than Zach Wilson. Like, I think the Jets screwed up. Like, I think, what are you doing taking Zach Wilson number 2 when you got Justin Fields? Justin Fields' entire career has been 1-1A with Trevor Lawrence. They're from the same area in Georgia. In high school, they were like the two like highest ranked quarterbacks coming out of high school. In college, look, they both had elite careers. Justin Fields beat Trevor Lawrence when he went head to head with him, right? And then you got Zach Wilson that beat the San Antonio Roadrunners and like the Montana Bobcats and stuff. And then suddenly it's like, oh, look at Zach Wilson. I think Justin Fields is damn good. You're right.
And lost, Gabe. To Coastal Carolina. The Chanticleers beat them.
Yeah. Yeah. Justin Fields lost to Alabama. That was the difference. And he didn't have half of his team. All right. We talked about the Packers earlier, guys. And this is, I'm telling you, FanDuel's got some nice numbers up here. I don't see 10. I see 10.5 pretty much everywhere for the Packers. FanDuel's got 10 for the Green Bay Packers. And we talked about it. They play the Detroit Lions twice. Then they have 15 games remaining. All they would have to do is go 8-7. Like, for the record, I'll throw it to you, Cam, before we get you out of here, is I'm buying into the Packers. I don't care about the offseason drama and Aaron Rodgers and the GM. It has nothing to do with the football team. It has nothing to do with how they're going to play on the field. And we're talking about a team that's gone 13-3 two straight years. They're not any worse. You could argue they're better. I think Rodgers does have a chip on his shoulder, and Rodgers has to play well. He's caused drama. So he needs to back it up, and he's playing well in camp. I'm buying in. I think the Packers are right there, but I'm kind of more high on San Francisco. I'm drinking the 49er Kool-Aid to win the NFC right now. But, I like the Packers over 10 wins, guys. I think they're an 11-win team, 12-win team.
Couldn't agree more. The thing is, like, when I look at the Minnesota Vikings, I see major problems all over the board. Their defense still sucks. You have Dalvin Cook, who I like, but it might get hurt. And Kirk Cousins is an absolute tool. Like, it doesn't matter, like, I'm going to throw some touchdowns one time, whatever. I look at that division in Detroit. Sure, Campbell's going to have these guys ready to play, but they're not going to win those games. I think the Green Bay Packers probably win 12 games. That seems realistic. I'm not sure if they're going to get 13, but 12 looks good to me. And what was the next thing that you said, Gabe, about San Francisco? As I told you before, you can bet San Francisco and the Rams. One is plus 195 and the other one is like plus 170. As a Seahawk fan, I'm telling you, their defense is horrible. Arizona's not ready to make that step. I hate to say it. I think San Francisco wins the division with St. Louis coming in second.
You know, Babano, I like the strategy that Cam is talking about here, in which Seattle, and Cam's a Seahawk fan, Seattle are down, man. Like, they're not on San Francisco or the Rams level right now. They're right there because you have Russell Wilson. So it's not like they're always going to have a chance, but they're not as deep.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The chemistry's not as good. They don't want to pay players. It's just not the same. San Francisco is ready to roll. They got a chip on their shoulder. The Rams are like have a short window to win now. That late night anger management crash continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, 3 minute warning. We're going to get Cam out of here, but Bannon's going to hang her out just for a couple more minutes. Then we got Mike Tenier stepping up in it. FB Outsiders, New York Times. You know, and I like where Cam was going. So he's talking about the NFC West, and you could take the Niners and the Rams both at plus money to win a division. And I think it will be one of them. But I'm going to go a little bit deeper here and thinking a little bit bigger picture. I'm looking at the odds here. I don't know how you guys feel, but I don't think Tampa's repeating.
I agree.
And I don't think Tampa's even getting back to the Super Bowl. So the Green Bay Packers guys are plus 550 to win the NFC Conference Championship. San Francisco are plus 650. Those are the two teams I like. Like, you can take the Packers at plus 550 and the Niners at plus 650. The Rams are 7-1. The Seahawks are 10-1. The Cowboys, as if the Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl, 15-1. The Saints, no. Saints are in trouble. They're having a bad camp. Everybody's hurt. Everything's falling apart. Minnesota, a clown show, 17-1. Arizona are kind of like a wild card team. Like, I think Arizona can make a wild card, like, and then lose in the playoffs type thing, but I don't think they're that good, deep enough to go to the Super Bowl. The Bears ain't going to the Super Bowl. Washington ain't going to the Super Bowl. Atlanta sure as hell isn't. It's the process of elimination, really, guys. How many teams really, Cam, can go to the Super Bowl from the NFC? The Bucs, the Packers, the Niners, to me.
Yep.
And I'm not buying Stafford with the Rams. Let's see him play big-time football there.
The thing is, I don't mind Stafford with the Rams, but I'm going to say this. San Francisco's defense, getting all those guys back, that's huge. So you got San Francisco, you got the Rams, and the Packers. I'm not sold on anybody else. Those are the bets I'd make.
All right, great stuff. We'll get Babano's thoughts on the other side. We'll blast it, try to squeeze another NFL total in here. I didn't win enough tonight, Cam. I didn't play a future bet. I got to take my money tonight and put it into the top 20s with golf. I didn't lose, but I didn't win enough to do it. Like, I got to play the golf, so.
Yeah, I'll put the my golf Orioles pick suck.
Reload. Late night anger management class. Great stuff, Cam. Thank you. More with that on the other side.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2 hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.